So, welcome to this presentation. I'm Silvia Franceschi, and the presentation will be about some PhosphorG tools for modeling natural hazard in the Orton Machine library. So let me first introduce myself. I am a co-founder of Hydrologies, which is a very small Italian engineering company. I'm also an OSG charter member, and usually develop. I'm an environmental engineer and specialized in hydrology, hydraulic, and forestry. And I have a PhD in mountain environment and agriculture. What I do is usually to develop and study environmental models in the fields of hydrology, hydraulic, and forestry for in the Orton Machine library. So, what are these Orton Machine? What is this Orton Machine library? The Orton Machine library is an open source geospatial library that it is focused on geomorphological analysis and environmental modeling. Its development started in 2002 at the University of Trento in the northern Italy, Department of Civil and Environmental Engineer, and these are the main steps of the development, and it has been supported over the years by the University of Trento and Bolzano by two different teams, and now it is completely maintained by us in Hydrologies. Two important steps of the development of the Orton Machine library were that in 2015 we integrated this library as a special toolbox in GVSIG, available through the Update Manager. And in 2018, we decided also to do a standalone version of the suite of the Orton Machine, so not only the applications, not only the environmental models, but a set of applications to work with GIS data and to work in environmental modeling. And in particular, the processes that we can study inside the Orton Machine with the tools integrated in the Orton Machines are the extreme floods, debris flow, large wood floods, shallow landslide, and then vegetation and forestry analysis and meteorological data interpolation. But inside the Orton Machine, we have also other tools, not only for environmental processes, but also to study urban network for designing and verification of aqueduct and wastewater systems, and tools for digital field mapping, and then tools for handling GIS data in spatial databases, in as rasters, and then we also developed a full scripting environment console. So the Orton Machine now it's available online. It has been released as a standalone set of applications, and the main application inside the Orton Machine are different and cover different kind of activities. And in particular, for example, there is the possibility to interact with a database, with a geospatial database in SQLite, H2, and PostGIS. Then there are tools connected to our application for digital field mapping, like this one, the possibility to visualize directly a GeoPaparazzi project. And another tool is the JavaScript console, where you can use the Orton Machine commands and the JavaScript commands. The GeForm, again, is to interact with the GeoPaparazzi and create the forms for acquiring the data in the field. There is a tool for doing map calculation on raster data to quickly visualize a set of GIS data in a folder, and to create an SLD, stylish, to style the both vectors and raster data. And the last tool is the tool to download a TIFF, to create a TIFF and save a TIFF on your PC from a WMS service, which is very useful if you work in the field or with environmental data. And finally, there is the spatial toolbox. The spatial toolbox is the core of the Orton Machine library and the Orton Machine application, and it contains all the main algorithms for the elaboration of both of GIS data for environmental analysis. As you can see, the toolbox is very easy, and there is a list of the modules on the left. Then if you select a module from the list, you can see the module parameters and all the attributes you have to fill to run the module. It's very easy, so it doesn't need any special settings, but there is the possibility to set if you want to see experimental modules or not, if you want to run it in a debug mode, and the most important one is the allow process memory, so how many memory you leave to the processes, and so how it how much data can be elaborated. Then there are some running options. It is possible to run the module as prepared, or run an external script, or save it as an external script to run it in the JavaScript console or in other environments. Regarding the modules, the models integrated, they are grouped in different categories. The first one is really the core, the Orton Machine core, which contains the geomorphology analysis. Then there are some tools for raster and vector processing, mobile tools for supporting the GeoPaparazzi digital application, digital map field mapping application. And finally, the last section, which contains tools for elaborating high-resolution LiDAR data in the field of forestry. So let's see some applications, some tools that can be applied for natural hazard. The first one is the possibility inside the Orton Machine to evaluate maximum discharges. So the maximum discharges can be evaluated given a real past event, so a step-by-step file with the precipitation, or considering extreme events evaluated using the statistical analysis of historical series of precipitation, the so-called rainfall intensity duration curves. This kind of application is what it is suggested by the EU flood directive. So you can use this application also to follow, to elaborate maximum discharges following the EU flooding directive. So to evaluate the maximum discharge, it is necessary to, before, to start with some geomorphology tools to extract topographic parameters from the DTM, and in particular for the flow direction, the network, and other geomorphological parameters. All these parameters can be used also in other hydrogeomorphology tools to evaluate some hydraulic and hydrologic parameters and indexes like the gradient of the hill slopes, the topographic index, and other parameters, and the distance to outlet. Then we will need the statistic, or either the step-by-step precipitation or the statistical analysis of precipitation, and in particular we need the coefficient A and N of the rainfall intensity duration curve. This can be evaluated if you have all the statistical data of precipitation in a script in the JavaScript console. And then there is the real hydrological model, which is called peak flow. Peak flow is a semi-distributed hydrological model based on the theory of geographic instantaneous unit hydrograph and the width function. And it calculates the maximum discharge based on the geographic instantaneous unit hydrograph. And the, this GUH is calculated using the width function, which is based on the scale distance to the outlet. The precipitation are considered constant, maximized but constant. And the model considers two types of flow. The superficial flow, where the sites are saturated, and subsuperficial fluxes, where we do not have saturation in unsaturated areas. This is an example of application. We consider the geology and then all the hydrological indexes and the variables that we calculated using the Horton machine to evaluate the maximum discharge for different return times. In this case, 50, 100, and 200 years. So, since we live and work in the mountains, we have also to face the problem of debris flow. And in this case, we developed some tool to evaluate the possibility of debris flow to start along the stream river network, or to and then propagate along the stream river, or to be triggered on the hill slopes and propagate along the river. And then also a tool to evaluate the area that is covered by the material on the alluvial fan. So the first part is to identify the triggers along the network. So where inside the network it is possible that a debris flow will start, and this will be made by using the Zimmermann equation, which is based on the total contributing area and the local slope. Then we want to evaluate the possibility for a debris flow to start on the hill slopes. And first of all, we have to evaluate the stability of the hill slopes. So the stability of the hill slopes can be evaluated using the algorithm Charlestab, which is based on the theory of Montgomery and Dietrich, uses an infinite slopes slope model and a simple hydrological model. And the result is a map of unstable areas and a map with the different precipitation that gives the stability of the cell. This is, for example, an example of the graphical interface and the two resulting maps of the stability for the given precipitation and the threshold stability to have the threshold precipitation to have the stability in that cell. Once you have the pixels that are stable or unstable on the hill slopes, we need to evaluate if these areas can reach the rivers and then be propagated downstream in the river. So we integrated a module that evaluates the possibility for triggers on the hill slopes to reach the network and go downstream. So it considers only unstable pixels in an area around the network, which depends on your local condition. Usually it's 25-50 meters. It depends on field data. And then in the path from the starting point from the trigger to the network, there is a possibility for the for the material to go on and reach the network, to halt over the runout distance, but cumulating the material downstream, or either to run out over the runout distance but not cumulating. All these different options are based on local slope. This is, for example, an example of the application of merging the unstable area with the pixel that that can reach the network. And then again, we can apply this tool to understand if it is possible for the for each triggers reaching the network to go downstream in the network. And all this information are based also again on local slopes. And in this case, again, we have the three conditions: unconditional tree movement, and then stopping or cumulating the soil. This is an example of the application of an entire valley in Trentino. So, and then there is also a model to evaluate once the material reaches the alluvial fan, how it will be spread on the alluvial fan. So to definitely make the boundaries of the hazard map. And this considers as input the volume of the debris flow, the mobility coefficient, the starting point, the and the digital terrain model. And this model is not a 3D model, it's only a geomorphological model. This is an application of this model. And this is another use case. We applied this tool some years ago on a valley in Trentino, and we found some results. And last year, during the autumn, we had a big event in the northern Italy, so we had problem of debris flow, as in this case, and this was the map that we created using our tools, and this is the simulation of the event. So as you see, the simulation, even if it is only geomorphological, considers all the area, covers all the area that will be covered by the real debris flow. The last thing I want to show you is we have also modeled for the evaluation of large wood floods, and we consider two types of processes: the large wood recruitment from the bank erosion, and then also from the hill slopes. And these are a set of tools. It is a complete procedure split by sub-models, so they are very easy tools. And we evaluate the bank erosions and the hill slopes input, and then based on these on different kind of model, we extract for the hill slope the vegetation present in the unstable area and the area that are connected to the river and so can contribute to the wood in the river. This is an example of the trees that are in unstable and connected areas. And this is an example of the sum of the contributes in each section of the hill slopes and bank erosion, the trees from hill slope and bank erosion. And now, and finally, we do the propagation downstream with a very easy, simple Boolean transport condition based on the ratio between the length of the log and the width of the section, and also the depth of the water. And the depth of the water is calculated using an hydraulic model integrated in this. And finally, we can find the clogging section, the section where the logs will be blocked, and also the volumes of the logs in each section. So this is all, and thank you for your attention.
Okay. One small question. If someone wants to add new modules, which language should be used and how to do?
We have all the code in GitHub, so every contributor is very welcome, and we use Java. So if you want to develop, if you have some models in Java, we are very pleased to have your contribute. And it is also possible to contribute to some model using the scripting if they are very easy models. And so you can really decide. I'm not the developer of the base of the core of the Orton machine, but it is Andrea. Maybe he wants to add something.
Just one thing. We have some modules, like we attach to EPI.NET. So if you have a C-written library that then just needs a simple user interface and attaches to the C library, we can help you out with that, and we will happily do. But you need to have the idea of what the inputs and outputs are, but then it's very easy to attach also to a C library. Otherwise, it would
be best.
Thank you.
I just have a scenario. I want to mention it, and I want to see if the tool can help to achieve. Let's say I want to create a flood hazard map of a certain area, and I only have a digital elevation model, or maybe I have raster data. Then I just want to input it to the library and get a flood hazard map as an output. Can
okay. To do an hydrological analysis, you need the digital terrain model, and that's fine. You have that, but you also need the rainfall, the precipitation, the hydrological models. So you need to have an idea of the precipitation. If you have to measure a precipitation and try to measure also the discharge and understand, calibrate the model using your own data. And then the geology is important. And you don't have to have only the DTM, the local DTM where you want to evaluate where there is the outlet. But you need the DTM of the whole basin. So I don't know if you have a basin which is some square kilometer, you need the whole DTM. Thank you. You're welcome. But just to add it, we also use this tool to evaluate maximum discharges all over the world, for example, in Tibet. And we didn't have so many data. We used the digital terrain model with open data and also open hydrological data of precipitations, and it works well. They were very happy to do that. Okay.